sensation. While I'm the fireman, I know it's to die on the streets of the Renegade Nation.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm not gonna mess around. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm moving at the speed of sound. I'm gonna do it right now. Hey!
Hello, everyone. So this is Joe the Human. You are tuning into my show For the Masses on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined today by my friend Jordan. Jordan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi. It's been hectic. It really has
been. It has. We've been like fighting for our lives for the last hour. Hodge took an hour to make tuna sandwich, and then I couldn't find parking for like a solid 5 minutes. But you know, we made it a little late, but we're here.
And that's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. Like, yeah. So today's show is called Current Favorites and Then Some. I'm basically just going to be playing my current favorite songs right now. And also some tunes from this show that I'm going to tonight, because I want to shed...
What show? Where's the surprise?
I want to give some love to some bands in the area. I'm going to Once Somerville, and it's going to be... The original lineup was Dino Gala, Truth Club, and Wednesday. I already listened to Wednesday, but like I didn't connect the dots that's who I was seeing tonight, because my friends just like invited me to this, and I was like, oh, Dino Gala, like I need to see them, because they're a local band, and they're like so good, but they had to drop out of the show, which is so sad. I was really excited to see them, but it's okay. But yeah, for now, we're going to start with some new Always, because they are about to drop their album soon, and I'm really excited for it to drop. So yeah, I'm gonna start you guys off with Pharmacist by Always. Is there anything you'd like to say, Jordan, while I load up the song?
You know, we live and learn. That I think that's my motto. We live and learn.
So true.
Forever and always. Also, just some word of advice. Don't let school engulf you. School engulf you. You know, we try, we learn, we fail. And we learn from those failures. And yeah, that's words of wisdom with Jordan.
Guys, should Jordan get his own show? Someone call me and tell me if he should get his own show. Because we can't really do any type of poll. But like, if you want to hear more from Jordan, let me know. Shoot me an email.
An email?
Joannette.placencia@tufts.edu.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's get the music started, shall we?
Thank you.
All right, so that was Sparkle in Your Eye by Jensen Benitez and the Sacred Souls. I found that song pretty recently because I had already known about the Sacred Souls for a while. And yeah, I just wanted y'all to tap in. Did you enjoy the song?
It was so good. I loved it. Like, no cap. I liked it.
Thank you. Okay, so the next song I'll be playing is Daydreaming by the band Daisy. I also found this song pretty recently, and I really want my upcoming band to cover it. It's so good. And yeah, I don't really have much to say right now, but I do just want to chill.
You just want to chill.
I want to explain the songs. I want to tell the people why I chose them. So yeah, let's get into it.
But I'm not feeling too foolish. I bet you're creeping around, trying to cheat that your head is held up to the sky. My answer for memories is that all will have to claim my dog. Just this schedule.
So that song that you just finished listening to was Dizzy by Tchotchke. I actually saw them live before I knew them because they opened for the Lemon Twigs when I saw them in concert a few months ago. And they're really talented. The lead singer is like the drummer, which is like insanely impressive because like already playing an instrument while you're singing is crazy. But drumming while you're singing is literally diabolical.
I feel like you need all the concentration in the world.
I know. And her voice is so good. And if you guys are curious about the lore, the lead singer of Tchotchke is dating one of the Lemon Twigs. And then the bassist, I think, is also dating one of the brothers. So that's like so funny. Because the Lemon Twigs are like siblings. Jordan, like, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. catching you up to speed.
Thank you.
and so they're dating like each other within the bands. Like, I think it's so cute.
It's full circle.
It is. And they had a different name before they became Tchotchke. It was like Pinky
something. Twinks.
What?
You said
Lemon Twigs.
Oh, Twigs. Never mind.
You thought I said Twinks? Twigs. The Lemon Twigs. Also, I'm going to play a song by them too. It's going to come up like next or next after the song I'm playing right now. Because right now I'm going to play What Are We Gonna Do Now by Indigo D'Souza. I really want to see her in concert. Also, I'm realizing that a lot of the artists that I have in this lineup I have seen or am seeing, because I am going to see Always soon. I think I mentioned that. And then I've already seen Dino Gala, and then I'm going to see the other bands tonight, which I also mentioned.
You're just getting yourself mentally prepared.
I am. And I'm sharing the music with the masses.
Exactly.
You know, because this show is called... You don't know what my show is called?
Oh, no, I thought...
I was waiting for you to... For the masses.
No. I thought you were just going to finish the sentence.
No, I wanted to see if you were going to finish it for me.
No.
But you did that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I mean, anyways.
It fell.
Oh.
It's behind you.
Oh, it did fall. It did fall. I was going to say that right now is as good a time as any for a PSA. So let's see what's good right now. Someone put googly eyes in here. Okay, actually, we're gonna do one that I think is very interesting, because Jordan over here has stocks.
Oh, I do.
Boo.
I do.
Boo. So numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs.
Okay, but I don't crypto.
Okay, but I...
Crypto okay. And stocks are different.
Okay. It's all the same in my eyes.
Okay.
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatts hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days.
Have you seen how big those computers are?
Massive. Massive.
They're like the size, like, you know, like those aisles in like the store. That's like the size of one computer.
Literally. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much money that is?
A lot.
You know how many transactions that is?
A lot. I love hearing about money. But
I'm not done.
Okay.
A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight or more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I agree. Crypto shouldn't exist, in my opinion.
I agree as well.
But
like, you know, to each their own.
No, yeah.
This show isn't dedicated to hating on people that do crypto. If you are a listener and you do crypto, I mean, maybe you should, like, you know, take a look.
Think about it.
Think about it. Just a little bit.
Just think about, like, the environment that you're hurting. Yeah.
Like, is it worth it?
Yeah. Just think about it.
Just, I believe everyone should try to be as ethical of a consumer as they can be.
No, yeah.
Because, you know, like, you have the choice and the autonomy to decide where your money goes. That's actually something I'm pretty passionate about.
No, yeah.
Like, I think being a responsible consumer and spending responsibly is very important to make sure this world doesn't end, essentially.
For me, as a chemical engineer that focuses on energy.
Yeah.
Like.
Think about the choices.
No, like. The emissions that it causes is so bad for the environment. And you... You don't even produce one Bitcoin. Like, you need to buy the Bitcoin, and like, it produces like over time.
Sick.
But it's like, the thing is, like, you don't even have that Bitcoin, so what's the point? Like, you don't have $14,000. That's just my opinion, and just think about it.
I mean,
food for thought.
Like, I'm not perfect either. I'm going to be a biochemist, but I would hope to not. Like, I don't want to sell myself out. A big pharma or a big biochem.
No, yeah.
Or I mean big biotech.
I mean, I know I'm perfect, but I would but
okay.
The decaf flaw that I have is holding stocks.
Yeah.
But stocks is just
it's a weakness.
I mean
I know we're trying to combat like generational poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to accumulate wealth for our future generations. But let's try and do it as ethically as we can. Please.
I just love money. Sorry.
I
I used to be like a workaholic, and then I really had to like step back and be like, whoa, you are selling your labor. Like, I was, when I started my freshman year, I took a sociology class and I read a lot of Marxist theory, because obviously, or not obviously, but if you didn't know, he is the like one of the first founders of sociology. And I really just like took a step back and thought about my years working as a Target cashier and really thought about how irresponsibly some people spend.
No, yeah. Customer service breaks you, but that's a different topic for another day.
It's not even the customer service. It's just like witnessing
how, people,
how like
the money that they spend.
Wow, I'm like blanking on what I want to say.
No, because working in Home Goods, just seeing all those like moms buying furniture that I damn well know they don't need.
Yeah.
It's like you're being
like giving into consumerism is so,
yeah, capitalism.
So, yeah.
Like capitalism runs this country.
It does.
This country
Okay. Wait. I think we're delving into politics and do that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Or else I need to log it. Oh. So I don't want to log it right now.
Yeah.
So maybe we just should get back into food the for music. Thought. No, definitely food for thought. My advice today is please be as ethical of a consumer as you can be, and really, really think about where you're putting your money,
especially for the environment.
Like, environmental reports are just a Google search away.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
very important.
Please be a little wise
and aware of your surroundings. Spending. Always aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. No one get hit by a car.
Oh. That too. Don't get hit by a car.
You said be aware of your surroundings.
I meant like, know what's happening in the world.
Oh!
Yeah.
You mean just be aware?
Current events.
Be aware. Yes, be updated on current events.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get back into the music. I hope you guys enjoyed our little tangent. But yeah, let's tap into the Indigo D'Souza. Thank you guys for listening. Again, this is Joe the Human, and you're listening to my show For the Masses on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Freeform Radio. All right. Okay, so I lost service on my laptop right now.
Oh, wait, is it connected to your laptop?
It is connected to my laptop. So maybe we're just going to chat a little longer. Oh, wow. I
figured out
this. Yeah, because it's a little strange.
You know what? You know what we haven't talked about? How's your day today?
We did talk about my day.
No, we only spoke about like the hour that we had.
Okay. No, true. So I got up this morning to go to lab, right? And then because I missed my lab job on Friday because I wasn't feeling well, and I asked my mentor, I was like, hey, can I come in on Tuesday, or is that like, would that not work? And she was like, yeah, you can come in on Tuesday, you can shadow me doing biochem work. And I was like, okay, perfect. And so then I came in today and she was like, I thought you were coming in on Thursday. I was like,
she didn't believe
no.
you
did. I was like, no you. I'm not. Because we talked about me coming in on Tuesday. And basically, I left because she was, like, super overwhelmed and didn't have anything for me to do. Mm. And then I put together the show for today.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't ask. And people aren't genuine when they, like, respond.
Okay.
You know, it's like, how was your day? Good.
We...
Lies.
Well, I reconnected to the internet.
Okay, per.
So, the next thing we'll talk about is Jordan's day. But right now, let's listen to some music.
Yes, please.
Thank you for tuning in.
With a red nose. Yeah.
So I cut that song a little short just because I want to get into the other songs that we have, because that outro is a little long. But yeah, we are going to get into some Dino Gala Truth Club and Wednesday next. That song you just finished listening to was Running Up That Hill by Carsey Headrest. I think that cover is really good. Arguably a little better than the original. I don't know. His voice just has like a little some.
It has some like husk.
Yes. Yes. Huskier. Yes. And like the part where like he like goes into the higher notes and his voice is like cracking. I'm like, ooh. But yeah, let's get into some Dino Gala. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
Okay, so I cut that song a little short because there's a song that I really want to play for Jordan and I, but that was Mora by Wednesday. And I also got the venue wrong. It's not One Somerville, it's the Crystal Ballroom at the Somerville Theater. But yeah, this weekend, Jordan and I went to see a little artist by the name of Tokisha. Her music is completely different
from what I've been playing for the last hour. I really want to share. So let's get into it in the last 2 minutes we have of this show. Okay, this is Joe the Human, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusker Reform Radio. In case I can't do my outro, that's the outro.
Bye.
Bye.
Luego callao, no ando ladrando, una mala en calor es lo que yo ando buscando.
Como chatano, como perro viralata, soy perra callejera con la popola de raza. Te comete purina, vamos pa' la perrera, queremos no enganchar en medio de la carretera. Yo soy una perra en calor, estoy buscando un perro pa' quedarnos pegado.
Ey, eres una perra en calor, y estás buscando un perro pa' quedarte pegado. Una perra en calor y está buscando un perro pa' quedarte pegado. Ey, cuidado que este perro anda sin bozal. No me puse la vacuna, esta noche estoy animal. Con rabia, parcero, fue que la salpiqué. Bajamos trucho de Colombia PRD. Luego callao, no ando ladrando. Una mala en calor es lo que yo ando buscando. Te pongo en cuatro patas, tú eres perra, no eres gata. Sé que eres guau, 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 pero no eres viralata. Tú eres raza rulay, bebé jumbo light. Te ladro al DM y de una me caí. Te freno en los mines y te llevo. Llego a Dubai, me encanto contigo hasta en Washington High.
Yo soy una perra en calor, estoy buscando un perro pa' quedarnos pegado.
Ey, eres una perra en calor y estás buscando un perro pa' quedarte pegado.
Yo soy una perra en calor, estoy buscando un perro pa' quedarnos pegado.
Ey, eres una perra en calor y estás buscando un perro pa' quedarte pegado.
Callejera con la popola de raza. Te comete purina, vamos.